it actually demonstrates why there is a need, I think, to license web internet type facilities that are bringing news to the people of the Isle of Man. If you, for example, were to license a company that's operating as Isle of Man TV, then in fact the government benefits, because one, you've licensed it, they're brought into similar controls as the rest of the established press, I use that term very carefully, and the public will then judge whether they listen to the established press or whether they listen to gossip. And I think there's a big difference between gossip on the internet and proper reporting. You have to, as Manx Radio, act in a certain way. Isle of Man newspapers have to act in a certain way. And if you go back 100 years, there were fringe newspapers in the Isle of Man who were also licensed, the equivalent of what you could say now is the Paul Moulton Isle of Man TV or Isle of Man News and so on. But they were licensed, and that gave it some sort of status, and it gave it some sort of way of the other side know how they should act, and the enforcers, if I use that term very carefully, making sure they were free to do their job. And I think at the moment, and I said this before, the whole world's having this problem. It's not an Isle of Man issue. And, you know, people have to understand that. The media and the freedom of, you know, Facebook and Twitter and everything has changed how we all live. And governments always are behind on that. And they need to be careful they don't over-regulate.